you've got to roll with it, you've got to roll with it. Got the rest of it, sorry, Chris.
Where's the rest of it?
Well, I don't know, mate. Forgot it. Excited. Not going to lie to you.
I'm going to try it one more time.
No, don't do that to me, please.
It's one of the biggest songs they ever did.
Take a breath.
Don't try and be funny, because it'll annoy me, and I'll cut you off.
Cheers, thanks for that, mate.
All right, here we go.
You've got to roll with it, you've got to ring with some, you've got to sing every day. Oh, I don't know, mate, sorry. That's it.
Oh, why are you still, Gareth, why are you stopping?
Because I'm no good at singing. And last I saw you, you can't take penalties either, mate.
What has that got to do with anything?
No, nothing really, is it?
Oh, it's just...
Oh. I know.
Why didn't you, but you know the tune, why didn't you just keep going?
I know. Because I can't sing, mate. I really, really can't. I'm a bit excited. Not gonna lie to you. Never thought you'd ring me.
Well, enjoy it. It's not going to last for much longer. But we need to go to our judge and jury, which is Pippa. And we need to get a verdict from Pippa on, Gareth singing that song.
I'm really torn with this one, Gareth. Because...
I'm not.
Well, no, because I'm torn. Because you do know the second part of the song. You've sung some of the lyrics, so I'm torn. But there wasn't much effort into it, so I'm really torn because I'm not really quite sure what to do here.
Please. Pretty please.
What time do you start work, Gareth?
Started about 5:30 this morning.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got ads and...
What's that got to do with
this? I'm doing a Chris Tarrant. We've got ads and news coming up. We've got during the ads and the news...
You being serious?
We've got the ads and the news to get to know a little bit more just so you
Gareth, I wouldn't push it. If it was down to me, you wouldn't win.
So just to get to know that course a little bit more so that we can definitely say, that's it, and you go for it, and then... And then we'll do it. So after the news, we're going to give you a call back. Okay?
Okay. No worries.
Okay. Everyone happy with that in the studio? Chris, Dom, Matt,
Can I just say something off the air, please? I wouldn't.
I just hold it.
Chris, can I say something to you off the air, please?
You can say something to Pippa off the air.
Okay, right, let's go to the ads and we'll have a little
news
chat off there.
All right. Speak soon, Gareth.
Okay, no worries.
Speak soon. All right, go, relax, calm down. Breathe. It's all good.
I am.
All right, okay. Wowzers.
Blimey.
Oh, I'm all sixes and sevens, Dom, and I don't even really know what that means.
This was a fun little feature to win some Liam Gallagher tickets.
This has turned quite stressful.
Yeah. I'm going to the adverts.
This is Radio X. From Global.
Right. I would like you to text in and tell me what you think of Gareth, our caller. 83936. He's the guy that we just rang for the Liam Gallagher ticket. So I'd like you to text me in and tell me what you think of him. Just before you write your text, I'll just tell you. So he goes, Chris, can I talk to you off the air? And I'm like, no. Pippa. So Pippa spoke to him off the air. And what he needed to explain to us, and God love him, he said, can I talk to you off the air? Because he didn't want to say on the air that he can't make the concert.
Yeah.
He can't get there. He can't be there. So he can't physically go himself. So what he wanted to do was give the tickets back to us so that we can auction them off for our charity, Globals Make Some Noise, which is very, very sweet.
Yeah, very nice of him, actually.
So he really wanted the tickets. He really didn't want to sing, as there was clearly evident.
Clearly evident.
But he wanted to then give it back so that we could auction them off and make some money.
Yeah.
And then somebody else gets a chance to go, which is actually very, very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The only problem with that is there are, as you are well aware, rules and regulations for all these little things that we do and all these giveaways. And then that would be, it'd be a nightmare because then it leaves us in a really awkward position where will do wrong whilst trying to do right at some point. Because you can't just then auction stuff off. They've got to come with their own rules and regulations, and we're not set up for that, and blah, blah, blah. And we just said, look, that's very kind of you. It's very sweet. But the easiest thing, and I think most people who want these tickets will agree, the best thing to do is we just go and pick another random person and give them the tickets. And Gareth said, great. So there you go. So now what do you think of him?
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice man.
Very nice man.
So it basically means this. If you entered to win the tickets for Liam, you're all still in the running again. Don't ring Gareth again.
No.
Right, no, take that number off.
This is a different number.
Now, we're going to ring a number. Fingers crossed it'll be yours. When you answer, say hello, and I'm going to play you a track, and I need you to sing along. I mean, really, anything's going to be better than Gareth.
Yeah. Bless him.
You go, that'll do.
Yeah, it's like it was double parked or something at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
So, shall we?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So, let's ring someone back. Let's ring somebody else. Answer the phone, say hello.
If you're called Gareth, just change your name.
Yeah. And we will play the clip. You sing, everything's good.
Hello? You gotta roll with it. You gotta take your time. You gotta. Oh, I've lost her.
Are you Gareth's brother?
No.
You were really giving it then, weren't you? You were really going
for it. Oh, I was giving it beans and I just lost it.
You really were. Oh. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, where are you?
Cornwall.
Oh, blimey, Cornwall. Are you lovely. Born and raised Cornwall?
Yeah, I'm born and bred.
Okay. How's your weather? Nice, nice day today.
Too hot.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah, I'm up on the roof in a minute, and I'm sweating my.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Sweating your socks off, aren't you?
What do you? Yeah. What's your job? Why are you on the roof?
I'm a carpenter.
Okay. Nice. Oh. Right. Let's hand you over to Pippa. Our lovely Pippa Taylor.
Hello, Ben.
By the way, just to let you know.
Hello.
Honestly, Pippa, no pressure from me. You can, honestly, I swear, decide what you want to do, and I'm fine with it. If he gets tickets, he gets them. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It won't bother me in the slightest, because I'm telling you all now, I'm going home. I've done enough today. I'm putting it in automation. I'm hitting the button, and there you go. You're going to have James sit down.
It's all Ben and Pippa.
Well, happy days.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, you all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Can you get up to London tomorrow? You're a long way off.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think that one through.
I'm going home. What? I'm just going to go home.
Ben, when you say you didn't think that one through?
I didn't think that one through.
Right.
How many times do I go, everybody who comes on the show who wins goes, I never win anything. And as they're texting, they don't believe they're going to win. So, Ben, am I right? He texts in going, I mean, I can't make it, but I may as well. You never know. Probably won't win anyway. I never win anything. And he won. And now we're talking to him. He's going, people go, can he make it? He's there going, well, all right, cards on the table. I don't know.
Oh, so, Ben, percentage-wise, what are your chances of actually being able to get to London for the gig?
Be honest.
60-40 in your favour.
Really?
Of not going.
Ben, would you be happy, Ben, if we called someone back who's a huge Oasis fan, desperate to get to see Liam Gallagher, and knows all the rest of the words to roll with it?
Please.
Yeah? Okay, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
What can we give you instead?
Yeah, what would you like?
A mug?
Yes, please.
I tell you what, how about a mug and I'll spin the wheel We've still got four prizes on our wheel from this week.
There is one prize that would suit you.
Then. Yeah, all right then. Well, go on then. Let's do that.
One of those prizes would suit him down to the ground if he's a carpenter.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, you're right.
It's not that Bluey DVD, is it?
No,
it's not the DVD.
That went to Matt Davison.
Yeah, our boss has got that. Don't worry, Ben. Oh.
Look at that. You'll never believe what you've won. You're going to sacrifice your tickets to our lovely listeners, who, by the way, all hated you until you said, we're going to re-give the tickets away. They're now all loving you.
You're great.
You've won. We'll give you a mug and a cordless screwdriver.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I really wanted one of them.
There you go. Oh, yes. All right.
That'll come in handy with your carpentry.
All right, listen, Ben, thank you for being honest. Thanks for listening and texting in the first place. So we'll get your details and we'll send you all these things anyway. And thanks for letting us put the tickets back into the loop. And then someone else who can go will hopefully get to go.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, more importantly, Ben... More importantly,
can I come home with you?
If you're going to be on the roof, can you make sure you've got cream on, please? Because it's very hot and you're going to burn the back of your neck, minimum. Yeah. Minimum.
Thank you. You're just like my mama.
Yeah. But be honest. Be honest on your mum's life. Have you actually got cream on now?
No.
No. And do you have any cream with you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, right. Listen, we don't.
Not that bad.
Listen, I don't mind if you don't win the tickets, but I don't want you dying because that means one less listener.
You need all the listeners you can get, mate.
Of course you do, Ben.
You know it, mate. Right, thank you very much. Have a good day, pal.
And you, mate.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Bye. I really hope Liam Gallagher's not listening.
Why does nobody want to come and see my gig? All right.
I thought you said Liam Gallagher.
Sorry, no.
Who was that?
Sorry.